I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. The message I'm inspired to share today is open your heart. And this morning, I woke up with a strong urge to read Beloved Day, Thich Nhat Hanh. We're approaching his 1 year passing from this earth, but we know that a cloud never dies. So that transition of day to the flowers that we enjoy every day is a real thing. And I was inspired to pick up one of his books that I have called Mindfulness Meditation. And the book is a series of meditations just for reflection. So I'd like to share one, and I'll just read it directly from the book. And it's called The Open Heart. And as I read, you're welcome to get into a comfortable meditative position if you're able. Just relax the body, sit very straight, close your eyes, keep your hands open, or you may close and connect your palms in a circle if you'd like, and just be very relaxed. These are the words of Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh. Beloved one, I know that your heart is a heart of mercy without borders. Your heart envelops all species, all living beings. Venerable Buddha often taught that when we open our hearts to embrace all human beings, we no longer suffer. If we put a handful of salt into the bowl, the water in the bowl would be too salty and we'd be unable to drink it. But if we put a handful of salt into the river, people could still drink river water. The river will not be salty when a handful of salt is thrown into it. The water in the bowl is very little, but the water in the river is so much. Therefore, I know that when my heart is open, if the unwanted things come, I will no longer be disturbed, and I will have peace all day long because my heart has become so vast. I will learn to follow your teachings. Every day, I will open my heart to be able to accommodate all other people in society. I can see that those who say or do things to make me suffer are having great suffering in their hearts. So I know that understanding will lead to compassion and acceptance. And as we let these words permeate our being, just breathing in and out, I always like to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So just breathe in, hold it for a second or two, breathe out. And in alignment with this meditation, just imagine breathing in love, holding that love within yourself. And as you exhale, more love, feel your heart expanding as you share love. So we're breathing in love and we're exhaling our love and feeling our heart expand. And it's expanding to encompass all beings, all things. We're making more and more space to love everyone and everything. And also, we look within ourselves to the inner child. We see any hurt that may remain within ourselves and that child. And Beloved Day recommends that we imagine holding that child, that inner child, in our arms and giving it love and compassion. Seeing those wounds that might still remain from your own childhood, your child, 4 or 5 years old, or whenever there might have been hurt, And you're sharing that love. You're seeing those wounds. You're inviting your inner child to sit with you, to walk with you. And you're just sharing love. All of the love that that child wanted. And you can do this with your open heart. There is infinite love available that you share with yourself and to all those who are around you. And you understand that if anyone tries to make you suffer, they are themselves suffering. So even though it's hard, send them love too. Know that they need it, perhaps more than you. This is the salt that is going into your vast river of love. You can't even feel it. Instead, it transforms, it dissolves into loving compassion and recognition that the love is needed. Remain in and as this infinite love. And know that you are free. Love yourself. Love others. And no suffering can come to you. Instead, that too dissolves in the vast river, the ocean of your beingness. Thank you, beloved Dave, for this beautiful message. We love you. We celebrate you. And we look for you in every flower, in every raindrop, and in every cloud, knowing that you are here. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.